We'd like to think our program is the greatest thing since sliced bread. But if not, perhaps we can accomplish the next best thing. We'll tell you exactly where sliced bread came from. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
You could say he had the greatest thing since sliced bread, but the phrase didn't exist since he was still working on that invention.
Otto Rohwedder had an idea to commercially slice bread, and he tinkered in his home and developed a production machine. He took it around all over the Midwest and had trouble getting people to take interest in it.
Amy Supple shares the story that made Chillicothe, Missouri famous.
Frank Bench was the owner of the Chillicothe Baking Company. Bench, being progressive and innovative, said, "Yeah, we'll do this. We're going to try this." They set it up, perfected it at the bakery, and started producing sliced bread in July of 1928.
Bench's sales exploded, up 2,000% in just 2 weeks. Rohwedder received so many orders for machines, he lived on a riverboat for a time to get away from the crowds. It was a baking miracle, but many still had doubts.
People thought it would not be fresh, that it would not have the same freshness when they got home. In fact, very early loaves had a pin that went down the center of the loaf to hold it together because they thought that might indicate to people that it would be more fresh.
Sliced bread was great, but when did people start saying that a new invention was the greatest thing since sliced loaves?
The greatest thing since sliced bread is a universal phrase and is kind of why the history of sliced bread is important. We're not sure exactly where the phrase comes from. The best we can assess at this time, it originated sometime around World War II.
The story was almost forgotten until a few townspeople recalled the event, and old newspapers verified that the town was the first to make sliced bread history. Traveling the countryside in Chillicothe, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.